Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva. Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Goranitai, Goranitai, Goranitai. Jaya Goranitai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanandi Hayaibo, Jayom Vishnu Pad, Paramahansa, Padavrajak, Acharya, Astar, Satashishivan, Iskam Bibiti Pandacharya, Divine Grace, ऐसी बात करना तो स्वामी प्रभुपाद की जाए नित्य लील प्रवेश ओम विष्णु पाद स्वयंग्रह शील भक्त सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर प्रभुपाद की जाए अनंत कोटि वैश्य वृंद की जाए नाम आचार्य शील हरिदास ठाकुर की जाए प्रेम से कहो कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदा धार श्रीवासि गौर भक्त वृंद की जाए श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपना श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जाए श्री ब्रज मुमि नाम नाम की जाए श्री नामरी मायापुर नाम की जाए श्रीनाथ जगन्नाथपुरी राम की जाय गंगमयी की जाय जमुनमयी की जाय भक्ति देवी की जाय श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जाय इट वॉज ब्यूटिफुल लॉर्डशिप श्री श्री निंदोर कीश की जाय श्री श्री निंदोर के नाथ की जाय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ मालादेव सुभद्र की जाय श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जाय समावेत भक्तवृंद की जाय गोइंग बैक टू होम बैक टू गॉडहेड की जाय इस्कॉन लॉस एंजेलिस यात्रा की जाय बृहद मृदंग ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाय इंटरनेशनल फूड फॉर लाइफ ट्रांसेंडेंटल प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जाय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जाय नित्याय गौर प्रेमानंद हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली ऑफ डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ग्लोरी श्रील प्रभुपाद नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरम चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयाम् उदीरयेत्. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is a very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is a translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 10. Today's text is 12. Vishvam Vai Brahma Tan Matram Sangstitam Vishnu Mayaya Ishvarena Parichinnam Kalena Vyakta Murtina Vishvam Vai Brahma Tan Matram Sangstitang Vishnu Mayaya Ishvarena Parichinnam Kalena Vyakta Murtina Vishvam Vai Brahma Tan Matram Sangstitang Vishnu Mayaya Ishvarena Parichinnam Kalena Vyakta Murtina Vishvangvai Brahmatan Matram Sangstitang Vishnu Mayaya Ishvarena Parichinnam Kalena Vyakta Murtina. Please chant. Mataram. Sangsitang Vishnumayaya. Ishvarena Parichinam. Kalena Vyakta Murtina. Bhakta Emu, see. Sangsitang Vishnumayaya. Ishvarena Parichinam. Vishvang Vai Bhavatan Matram Sangsitang Vishnumayaya Kalina Vyakta Murtina. Vaishnavis, Vishvang Vai Bhavatan Matram Sangsitang Vishnumayaya Ishvarena Parichinam Kalena Vyakta Murtina Vishvang Vai Brahmatan Matram Sangstitang Vishnumayaya Ishvarena Parichinam Kalena Vyakta Murtina. Annie, you ready to try? Vishvang Vai Ramatan Matram Sangsitang Vishnumayaya Ishvarena Parichinam Kalena Vyakta Murtina. Very good. When Prabhupada was here, you've heard on the tapes, we would chant like 20, 30 sometimes, but our schedule doesn't really allow that. But as much as possible, everybody should try to learn this. One tip from today's, and every day comes up, the M with the dot over it is called Anuswara, and it's pronounced like an NG. That's why the diacritic is there. If it was supposed to be pronounced just like an M, there wouldn't be any diacritic mark. So when you see the dot over the M, it's pronounced like an NG. So it's Sangstitang. Okay? All right, synonyms. Vishvam, the material phenomenon. Vai, certainly. Brahma, the supreme. Tatmatram, the same as. Sangstitam, situated. Vishnu Mayaya, by the energy of Vishnu. Ishvarena, by the personality of Godhead. Parichinnam, separated. Kalena, by the eternal time. Avyakta, unmanifested. Murtina, by such a feature. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. This cosmic manifestation is separated from the Supreme Lord as material energy by means of Kala, which is the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Lord. It is situated as the objective manifestation of the Lord under the influence of the same material energy of Vishnu. Please repeat. This cosmic manifestation is separated from the Supreme Lord as material energy by means of Kala, which is the unmanifested, impersonal feature of the Lord. It is situated as the objective manifestation of the Lord under the influence of the same material energy of Vishnu. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As stated previously by Narada, before Vyasadeva, first canto, chapter 5, text 20, Idang hi Vishvam Bhagavan Ivetaraha. This unmanifested world is the self-same personality of Godhead, but it appears to be something else beyond or besides the Lord. It appears so because of its being separated from the Lord by means of kala. It is something like the tape-recorded voice of a person who is now separated from the voice. As the tape recording is situated on the tape, so the whole cosmic manifestation is situated on the material energy and appears separate by means of kala. The material manifestation is therefore the objective manifestation of the Supreme Lord and exhibits his impersonal feature so much adored by impersonalist philosophers. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschachadeshtarane Om Agyana Timarandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishtang Shtapitang Jaina Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishyavangsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Purjana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangsha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindabaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kopaturubhya Shakripa Sindhu Vebacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So now that COVID is subsiding, I'm making plans to get out on the road again. I used to take at least 3, maybe 4 trips abroad every year. And now I'm developing a desire to go to New Zealand. I wonder why. First of all, I've heard a lot about New Zealand. I've seen pictures, I've seen videos. And the last time Devamrita Maharaj was here, he said to me, why don't you come to New Zealand? I said, okay, I'll make a plan to come. The point is, the more we hear about some place that we've never been to, we develop a desire to go there. And this is the whole thrust of what we're learning. We hear a lot about the spiritual world, so we naturally want to go there. We should want to go there. Especially when we contrapose it with this material world that we're living in. Every one of us knows by now, we're all adults here, it's not a nice place. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada's guru, whose disappearance we just celebrated, he used to say that this material world is like an outhouse. Nowadays, everybody has internal bathroom, but in the old days, everybody had an outhouse. So you don't go to the outhouse to hang out. You go there, you take care of your business, and you leave. So the material world is like that. Now that we know what the business is, what is the business? Why are we here? What should we be doing while we're here? Prema Pumarta Mahan. We have to develop. This is the highest artha or benefit that you can get in the material world. It's to reawaken your prema, your love for Krishna. Anything else is secondary, tertiary, not really important. This is the main goal of life. Reawaken. And it's there. It's not like we have to go to downtown LA and buy it or get online and go to Amazon and look for Krishna Prema and buy it. No. That Krishna Prema, that love of God, is already there in the heart. This is one of the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. Reminded us that Nityasiddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai Shravanadi Shuddha Chitti Karya Yudai. So Nityasiddha, this perfection of love of God, it is eternally in the heart of the living entity. Nityasiddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunai. But how do you get it out? Where is it? I'm not feeling it. Shravanadi. Devotional service beginning with shravanam, hearing, which is what we do. This is why Prabhupada instituted this daily hearing. You must do it. Must do it. Even when your mind tells you don't do it, you have to do it. Because shravanadi shuddha chitta karya yudai. The love is there, but it's covered over by dirty things. It's covered over. And that's why we desire to hang out in the outhouse instead of the main house. Because our consciousness is covered over. We're conscious. Every living entity in the spiritual world is supremely conscious. And in the material world, we are somewhat conscious. Not fully conscious. That's why Prabhupada said, before you can become Krishna conscious, you have to become conscious. In other words, you have to know who you are, where you are, what you should do, what you should not do. If you don't know these basic things, there's no question of talking about Krishna consciousness and Krishna prema. You know. Like, many people say they love God, but they don't know anything about God. So the beginning of God consciousness, the beginning of loving God, is to become conscious of God. And so this is the first step of bhakti. It's called sambandhagyan. Understanding who you are, where did it all come from? Is there a creator? There is not a creator. And if there is, what is my relationship with this creator? These are the things that we stress in the beginning. And it never goes away. We hear when the pure devotees speak, like these two pure devotees are speaking to each other. This is what they cover. They cover what is the nature of this material world. They don't immediately jump to talk about Krishna's pastimes. They discuss this material world. Where did it come from? So here we're being reminded that it comes from Krishna. And Prabhupada cited in his purport, very first line, the discussion between Narad Muni and Vyasadeva. First Canto, chapter 5. And in that, this particular verse that he cited today, 1.5.20, Idami Vishwang Bhagavani Vetaro, Yato Jagatstana Niroda Sambhava, Tadhi Swayam Bhairavavam Pradapiti, Pradeshamatam Bhavatak Pradarshitam. He tells Vyasadeva that Idami Vishvam, this Vishva, this universe that we're in, Bhagavani Vetaro, it's coming from Bhagavan. It's not just some chance manifestation. Idami Vishvam Bhagavani Vetaro. Yato Jagat Stana Niroda Sambhava. And by him only is it created, maintained, and ultimately wound up. He said, your good self knows all of this. I'm only giving you a synopsis. So in essence, whatever we get is only a synopsis, because we can never know in full how Krishna creates, maintains, and destroys his material world. But at least the synopsis that's been given in the Srimad Bhagavatam and in the Bhagavad Gita, we should try to meditate on it. Many people nowadays, it's very fashionable to think of the universe as a supreme energy field that I can just concentrate on and pray on and I'll get what I want. In other words, use the universe instead of serving the universe. When you don't see personality, you don't see the call for service necessarily. You see a chance to use. So people want to use the universe, pray, or they don't even see pray, because prayer implies personality. So they desire. Let me desire nice position. Let me desire, the money to go traveling. Just desire, really intensely desire, and it will happen. If it doesn't happen to me, you're not intensely desiring enough. The devotee is being trained by hearing this sambandha again to understand that this universe is an emanation from Krishna. It's Krishna's property. And if we use it properly, he will be pleased. See, when there's personality, immediately there is pleasure and displeasure. We all know, we have relationships. It's not guaranteed that you're going to please whoever you're trying to please. Sometimes the very same thing that you did in the past to please that person will displease them. Because there's personality there, there's desire, there's consciousness. It's not something impersonal exchange. So people find this very difficult to understand. What do you mean, unmanifest energy? But we have experienced every moment of unmanifest energy. The example I've used many times. This room has oxygen in it, that's why we all don't pass out. We're breathing oxygen, but can anybody here see oxygen molecules going by? So it's unmanifest. We can't see it, but it's here. And it's essential. No oxygen, no life. You pass out. So Krishna is here, same way. He's present, and his presence is essential. So just because we can't see him, because again, the foolish people say all the time, you believe in God, show me God. Since you believe in God, show me God. Prabhupada said, Krishna is not such cheap God that he comes when you demand him. But you should be able to see him at every moment. Prabhupada said, the problem is that your eyes are covered with cataracts of material contamination. You come to me and I will perform spiritual surgery, remove those cataracts so you can see God at every moment, everywhere. Which we should do. I was just reading yesterday, Prabhupada was saying, purport, I think in the 9th chapter of the Gita, Prabhupada was saying that Krishna is ready to speak to you. He wants to speak to you at every moment. You just have to qualify yourself. The problem is we don't even really want to hear from Krishna. We pay lip service that, yes, I would like to talk to Krishna, but I'm more interested in speaking to my neighbor or speaking even long distance to somebody on the phone or typing a text to somebody on another continent. I don't really want to hear from God, you see. Because hearing from God means you have to act. If I ask you to do something, you may or may not do it. But when God asks you to do something, you should do it. And if you don't, that's offensive. Even amongst devotees, we see that. A moment's hesitation. We know all the Pandavas, they did that. Just a moment's hesitation. Krishna asked Yudhishthira to tell everybody that Ashwatthama was dead. Ashwatthama is Dronacharya's son, and he knew that the only way to kill Dronacharya is if you get him to be morose about the fact that the son died. But the son had not died. So Yudhishthira, Dharmaraj, son of Dharmaraj, he said, how can I tell a lie? Okay, say, Ashwatthama, the elephant, is dead. So that he could do. But because he hesitated to follow Krishna's instruction, he had to get a little bit of payback later on. Same thing with Arjuna. When Krishna told him, kill Karna, he's off the chariot, doesn't matter, kill him. Arjuna hesitated because, you know, he was a fully trained kshatriya, code of honor. The highest code of honor is to do what Krishna tells you to do. So for his hesitation, he like that. So understanding that God is a person, hearing from God means one has to act. So we're very fortunate in our line, spiritual line, that we're hearing from God directly. Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's what it means. Bhagavad Gita as it is means you're hearing directly from Krishna. Whatever instruction Krishna is giving to Arjuna, he's actually giving to us. He's actually giving to us. Sarva Dharma Parityaja is not aimed only at Arjuna. It's aimed at all of us. Give up all varieties of religion and surrender to me. And varieties of religion doesn't mean necessarily Islam or Christianity or Judaism. Because everybody has their own religious path that they're following religiously. And it's all about me. My religion means I'm in the center and everything revolves around me. That's my religion. Everybody has that internally. Externally, they may seem like I'm following this path or that path. But internally, they're actually following their own religion. So when Krishna says Sarva Dharma and Parityaja, it means give up all of your concocted ideas, not just this ism or that ism. Give up all of your concocted ideas. Why do we concoct ideas? We want to be happy. And we're thinking, if I can do things my way, I will be happy. But is that necessarily true? All of us have been trying lifetime after lifetime, listening to this mantra that Maya gives us. You don't have to hear anybody. Just do your own thing. Follow your own path. Come on. You're intelligent. Do your own thing. And we fall into, yeah, you're right. I know what to do. I can figure it out. And what do we figure out? Sense gratification. And that sense gratification, that desire for sense gratification, binds us to this material world and prevents us from getting out. Our own desires keep us in this world, keep us in the outhouse. Instead of going to the main house, our own desires. It's very shocking. Krishna doesn't require any guards to follow us around to keep us in the material world. We keep ourselves here. It's like the joke they tell in Romania that one guy went to hell and it didn't seem like such a bad place. He was taking the tour or going around. But then he started hearing all these screams. And then he saw that people were being put into this big pot of boiling oil and they were screaming. And so he asked the guard that was showing him around, well, why don't they jump out? He said, well, they're Romanians. And if one of them tries to jump out, the rest pull him back. So this is what happens in the material world. We keep ourselves here and we try to keep each other here. What do you mean you want to go to the temple? Let's go to the beach and hang out. You see? God is everywhere. Yeah, Prabhupada said, yeah, God is on the beach, but he's also in the temple. Why don't you come here? The temple is specifically made for you to come and bow down, chant, take prasadam, hear some philosophy about God. When you go to the beach, you just space out. Yes, God is there. We're not saying no. God is on the top of the mountain and the beach. Everywhere you go, God is there. But we don't see God there. But we can see God here. We're in the Dwarkadish. We come and we go, oh my Govinda, look at how beautiful it is. By the way, that's what OMG means, not oh my God. Oh my Govinda. We see Krishna standing so beautifully decorated, dressed. Balaram, Jagannath, Subhadra, unblinking eyes, giving us blessings. So that's why the temple is established. Otherwise, Prabhupada said right here once, he said, what's the difference between this building that we're sitting in and all the other buildings here on Watsika Avenue? What's the difference? Doors, windows, floor, everything is there. The difference is in this building, the only business is Krishna consciousness. The only business is worshiping Krishna. In the other buildings, who knows what they're up to? We know what they're up to, sense gratification of one kind or the other. So that's the difference. That's why we come here every day. That's why we should come here every day. Because it forces us to concentrate the mind on Krishna. So here, this part of the discussion between Vidura and Maitreya, it's being emphasized that Krishna is himself this cosmos. Yadami Bhishmam Bhagavan Nibetaro Yato Chakatstanam Niroda Sambhava. He is the source of everything. And he himself says that in the Bhagavad Gita. Mayat Tamidam Sarvam Jagada Vyakta Murtina. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is paraded. All beings are in me, but I'm not in them. Krishna says. So that seems puzzling. What do you mean, all beings are in you, but you're not in them? So Prabhupada explains that it means that Krishna is not a part of this cosmic manifestation. It's an emanation from him. He's not a part of it. He's not bound by it. We're bound up by the three modes of material nature. Krishna is not, because he's the source of those modes of nature. So if we understand these basic points, then we start to see Krishna in every situation. Just like Krishna says, I know everyone, but nobody knows me. Right? Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita. So during this marathon time, when you approach people, we may be, those of us who don't go out very often, like the Sankirtan devotees, they go out every day, it's old hat for them. But those who don't go out very often, when you go out and try to sell some Gita or something, you may be a little hesitant. Who is this person? Where are they coming from? But I always remind myself, Krishna knows this person better than that person knows him or herself. Krishna knows them, and he's in control of everything. So there's nothing to be afraid of. Just go and try to interest them, and if they say no, and then you say, Hare Krishna, have a nice day. At least you put the mantra in their ears. It's success. Prabhupada said, there's never any lack of success in our endeavors. Just the endeavor itself is successful. By going out and trying to share Krishna consciousness with others, we are already successful. Regardless of how they... Of course, we have to learn the art of getting them a little bit interested enough to take the book and maybe give at least enough to cover the cost of printing the book. That's an art that everybody should try to learn. But just the endeavor itself means success. Krishna is pleased by that endeavor. And ultimately, the result is up to Krishna. Because we're not in control of even ourselves, what to speak of control of others. And it's not the superficial situation that makes success or not success. I remember in New York, it was, I think, 89. I went out on the December marathon. I was going out with one particular Sankirtan devotee who would go out every day. But I didn't go out every day. I had my other engagement. So I remember we went to Queens, somewhere in Queens one day, and he was wearing what we call karmi clothes, but, you know, non-devotional clothes, and I was wearing devotional clothes. So at the end of the day, he had a high score, and I had just meager score. So I was thinking, that's because I was dressed as a devotee, and he was dressed like... And I mentioned that to him. I said, okay, tomorrow we're going to change. You go out in regular clothes, and I'll put on devotional clothes. Same result. So it's not the external. It's not how you're dressed or, you know, no. It's your desire and Krishna reciprocating with your desire. So that's all we need to do. We need to strengthen our desire to become Krishna conscious. We need to strengthen our desire to see Krishna everywhere, see Krishna in everyone. Krishna says, for one who sees me everywhere, who sees everything in me, for him I'm never lost and he's never lost to me. So if we want to keep Krishna close, and we should want to keep Krishna close at every moment, then we have to learn this art of seeing Krishna everywhere, of executing our duty regardless of troublesome situations, whether it's cold or hot or raining or whatever. We still have to make our plans to execute our duty. Prabhupada said just recently on, not because it's cold that you don't take bath. If it's cold, you still have to take bath. It's a duty. To perform your morning ablutions. Sometimes people get these two words mixed up. Oblation is what you offer into the fire. So, ablution is your cleaning process. So every morning we have to cleanse the body. We have to cleanse the mind and the heart by chanting Hare Krishna. these things have to go on, regardless of the weather or where you are or what the situation is. So many examples are there. When there was tension between Pakistan and India in the 70s, and Brahmananda went there with another devotee. So Prabhupada heard how things were getting hot. He said, tell them to come back. So they were on their way back to Delhi, and they were on a bus, and they got pulled off the bus by the Pakistani soldiers. They pulled them off the bus. They saw they were Hindus, you know, they were Tilak and everything. And they put them up against the wall. They were going to kill them. And Brahmananda said, just put your hand in the bead bag and chant. So they did that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. And the soldiers got so rattled, they said, get out of here. Because they didn't show any fear. And they're wondering, who the hell are these guys? You know, they're not afraid of us. We have our guns pointed at them. Go, just get out of here. So in every situation, we just have to try our best to remember Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.
Today it's raining, that's fine.
Right now, just every week.
How do you memorize it? You just memorize the whole chapter.
6 points right there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and then memorization of well, the Krishna book right now, there's not too much Sanskrit in there. But anyway, point is to memorize things. Memorize, so it's a matter of we're going to read the Krishna book together, like I read a line, or I read a little bit, somebody else reads.